Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. As we enter this new year, I want to encourage you to set goals in accordance with God's plan and purpose for your life and take steps of action this year to see those God-given goals come to pass. We're talking this week about scriptural goal setting for the new year. Goal setting is a scriptural principle. We know from Proverbs 29:18, where there are no goals, there is no accomplishment. It says, where there's no vision, the people perish. Many people perish or die, come to the end of their life, not having any accomplishment, without ever having achieved their God-given purpose in life, because they never had a vision, had a goal, but instead they went through their life being tossed to and fro, moved in this direction and that, solely based on the circumstances that they faced on a daily basis. God did not create you to just get by in life, just to survive, but instead God had a very specific goal and purpose in creating you. We know from Jeremiah 29:11 that God said, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Goal setting is a scriptural principle. Paul the Apostle had a very clear life goal, which is also a goal for every single believer. He said this in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Paul the Apostle wrote these words, "I press toward the goal." He said he hadn't already attained his goal. In fact, he said that he had to forget the things which were behind. You know, the things that are behind you are oftentimes failures, shortcomings, where you've fallen short, where you have missed the mark, where you have not achieved God's goals for you. They may even be periods of time where you were completely out of the will of God, pursuing goals that were not God's purpose for your life. The Apostle Paul had years of wrong goals, and he pursued those goals with great zeal and enthusiasm, we read in the book of Acts. He was a religious man. He thought he was doing God service by persecuting those who followed Jesus Christ. This sect, which was referred to as the Way, was considered to be religious heresy by the zealous Jews in Paul's day. He was one that became a great persecutor of the early church. So when he wrote here in Philippians that he had to forget those things which were behind him, he was saying all those wrong pursuits, those wrong goals, those sins that I committed, I have to let that go so that it doesn't hold me back from pursuing God's purpose for my life now. You may feel like you have wasted years behind you, and yet now you have committed your life to Christ. Don't let the past prevent you from pursuing God's goals and purposes now. Paul had to forget what was behind him, The Lord's saying to you today, forget what's behind. I've forgiven you, and I have set you on a course, and I want you to pursue with all of your heart the course I have for you. Regardless of how old you are or where you are in life or how many years you've perhaps given to a certain career or profession, God can set you on a course today that will indeed take you to the place of fulfilling God's destiny for your life. Goal setting is a scriptural principle. We see that God himself was a God of planning and order. If you read the account in Genesis of the creation of the earth, you see an orderliness, a planning, a specific step-by-step process that God undertook in those first days of creation to bring to pass his goal of creating a world that could be populated by people with whom he desired to have a relationship. God is a God of order and planning and purpose. Why is it then that so many people go through life without clearly defined and written down goals? The first reason, I believe, that is most common is that people do not recognize the need for goals or the power of goal setting for their life. They end up being caught up in just day-to-day survival and do not set long-term goals. Though if you ask people on the street of any major city what their dreams or wishes or hopes for their life would be, many of them would say the same things, that they long to have success in their business, good family relationships, good health, financial security, peace, happiness. Most people would share the same dreams or desires, but many times those dreams and desires never are translated into specific goals with clearly defined steps designed at reaching those goals. The second common reason that many people do not have clearly defined written goals is that they fear that even if they set a goal, that they would never see it come to pass. And to avoid the disappointment of failure, they don't bother to even set the goal. They focus on obstacles that are in their way and give up before they even start. And most obstacles to the fulfillment of any goal in your life always involve what you don't have. For example, many people may say, I would love to do this certain thing, but I don't have enough time. Or I would love to build an orphanage, but I don't have the money. Or I would love to become an evangelist, but I don't have the education or the Bible schooling to do it. Or I would love to pursue this particular goal, but I don't have the people to help me. Most obstacles involve what you don't have. And yet, God says that with him, nothing is impossible. You cannot let fear of failure or obstacles ever dissuade you from pursuing God-given goals. The third common reason that believers do not have clearly defined and written down goals is they do not believe the word of God that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or they don't believe the word in Luke 1:37 that says, with God nothing shall be impossible. So they don't have big dreams and goals for themselves in God. Instead, they've believed the lie. Well, I can't do much. I'll never be much of anything. I'll never achieve much in life. Or I'll never get out of this hole that I'm in, or the circumstances are too big for me. Don't let fear or ignorance or unbelief hold you back from setting God-given goals. Goal setting is scriptural, but our goals must be based on God's revealed purpose for your life. And then with the help of the Holy Spirit, he will give you steps to take to achieve those goals. Goal setting is scriptural and it is a powerful principle. Oftentimes we will see in the world people do things that are Bible principles, they won't do it based on the fact that it's from the Word of God or a God idea. They'll just put it into practice in the natural and see a measure of results. It's that way with this issue of goal setting. In 1953, Yale University did an amazing study of its graduating seniors. Of those seniors, they discovered only 3% had taken the time to identify and write out clearly defined goals for their life, their future, their career. 20 years later, in 1973, those Yale researchers contacted that 1953 graduating class to find out if the 3% of the seniors who had clearly written out and defined goals for their life had any greater success than the 97% of their classmates who had no written goals. As it turned out, based on the two criterion they looked at, financial accomplishments and career accomplishments, the 3% had much higher accomplishments than the 97% of their classmates who did not have clearly defined and written out goals for their future. Goal setting works in the natural. How much more so for the born-again, spirit-filled believer who has the living God inside of them should this principle work? If you get God's purpose for your life, get God's direction and how to see that purpose fulfilled, you will see history made through your own life. Goal setting is scriptural. Go into the new year with God-given goals and God-given steps of action to see those goals fulfilled. Join me tomorrow as we continue scriptural goal setting for the new year. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781 USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.